Bava Kama Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah deals with three separate ideas. First, it'll deal with examples of how one is liable for not properly guarding their sheep. The second idea we'll deal with is that sometimes even when you're potter, even if you're not liable, but if your animal benefits, you still may have to pay for the benefit. And thirdly, it'll deal with exactly how you calculate the damage caused by shein, by an animal's eating. The Mishnah begins, Hinicha b'chama. If somebody left their sheep in the sun, so that it was unbearably hot for the sheep, and that might cause them to go out of the corral, Oshim Masara l'chere shote v'katan, or you handed it under the guardianship of a cheresh, of a deaf mute, who's not responsible, or a shote, an insane person who's not responsible, v'katan, or a child who's not responsible. V'yotza v'hizika, and because of the lack of shmira, the lack of guarding, the sheep go out and cause damage, chayev, so the owner is liable because he didn't guard it properly. Masara l'roe, if he hands it over to a roe, to a shepherd, nichnas haroe tachtov, the roe now stands in the place of the owner, and the roe, the shepherd, will now be responsible. The Gemara points out that this case cannot be talking about just simply a case of a roe, of a shepherd, because we already learned earlier in the Masechta, in the fourth perek, that if you give your shore to a shomer chinam, to a unpaid watchman or a borrower or a renter or a paid watchman, they become responsible. So we already know this idea. Therefore, the Gemara says this actually is talking about a case where there is a subcontractor, a junior shepherd who the roet normally gives over his sheep that he receives from owners to various other sub-shepherds. And when he hands it over to that sub-shepherd, even though normally when one guardian hands it over to another guardian without permission of the original owner, the original guardian is liable, but since it's the norm for a shepherd to hand over to a sub-shepherd, therefore the sub-shepherd will be the one who's responsible and not the original shepherd. The Mishnah continues and tells us that Naflo Vagina Vananes, if the sheep falls into a garden. It falls into a garden of ananas and it benefits, even though it fell inadvertently and it was beyond the control of the owner. But since it benefits, even though the owner is not liable for the damage caused, but since there is benefit, mishalemes mashananes, he still has to pay for the benefit that the animal had from eating. But however, yarda kedarka v'hizika, if the sheep went down in a normal fashion, something that could have been prevented by the owner, v'hizika, and it causes damage, mishalemes mashizika, then the damage has to be paid for in full, regardless of any benefit to the sheep. The full damages have to be paid. Ketzad mishalemes mashizika, the Mishnah asks, how does one pay for the damage that's been caused? And the Mishnah is supposing that we wouldn't necessarily have to pay for just the vegetables or the fruit that's been eaten directly based on its how much it is per pound or how much it is in bushels, etc. But rather, shaman based sa'ah ba'osa sa'ada, we evaluate how much an entire base, a whole field in that field, a whole large area in that field, kama ha'isa yafa v'chama ha'yafa, how much would it have been worth prior to the animal eating and how much is it worth now that the animal ate? And that sort of will minimize the value of the damage, because we look at instead of looking at the actual peros that have been eaten, or the vegetables that have been eaten, we look at the whole sada, the whole field. How much has the value of the field gone down? And we calculate it based on that. Rabbi Shimon, however, says, "Achla peros gemurim, mishalem es peros gemurim," that if the animal ate fully ripe fruit, then you have to pay for the fruit itself. You can't calculate it based on the relative value of the field, and that's because once it's already completely ripe, it's not considered connected to the ground. Its relationship is not based on the ground, and therefore you have to look at it as a separate entity, and you calculate it based on its essential value. And the Mishnah concludes, Im sa'ah sa'ah, im sa'asayim sa'asayim. If the amount he ate was a sa'ah, then you eat a sa'ah. If the amount he ate was two sa'ah, you calculate it based on two sa'ah without looking at the value of the field.